Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hello there. Welcome along to the podcast.
Top of the morning.
I'm feeling a bit croaky. Sorry, for those that are listening, sorry, I didn't mean to cough in your ear, but...
You're feeling croaky. What's wrong with you?
Croaky.
Well, you had a big weekend.
It wasn't a big weekend.
You were interstate.
Yeah, but it wasn't a big weekend. Like, there was no getting on the piss and all that sort of stuff. There was none of that. We were too busy to get on the piss.
Did you not even have a few?
I had a couple of vodkas late at night. It's funny how the time difference of just 1 hour takes it out of you.
It actually does.
And when you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, like we are here in the Illawarra, ready for the breakfast show, you fly up there, and then you keep second guessing and going, oh, it's 9 o'clock, but it's 10 o'clock at home.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you're kind of wondering, hey, why am I so tired?
Yeah,
like, it's only 9 o'clock, but no, it's not.
And when you're in places like Mooloolaba, you want to stay out. It's beautiful. The temperature is nice and warm, and yeah, it was really good. But it was nice to get up there and say good day to a few old mates and enjoy ourselves. We had a great weekend.
Nicely done. Nicely done. But you're back.
Yeah, we are back.
It's got to be done, man. You know, you can't hold it forever. Jeez.
Well, it's hardly a holiday. It was only 2 days, really, wasn't it?
That's a holiday in our book.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Here's what happened in the show. Well, I must admit, he will be loved, and the Illawarra is falling in love with the new photos of little baby Henry. Yeah, that's right, Henry Tones.
Gorgeous little fella. Mm. Of course, Jade gave birth on Friday morning. We were all so excited. We were hoping it would happen on air, but it did not happen a little bit later on.
Mm. Yeah. Unfortunately.
What can you do? That's just the way it is.
The bloke responsible for the whole fiasco is actually Mr. Milko. He joins us this morning. Dad, congratulations, Milko.
Thank you very, very, very much. And, he's here.
Wow. Gosh, you sound really chipper and energetic. You sound like you've had a great weekend. Oh. How's it been?
I've been up since 5, just doing... All my washing fairies have disappeared. Mama Jude, I think, was just gone. I'm getting out of this household and head down the coast, so I'm... I want a high.
Yes, you are.
Now, man, how did it all happen? I mean, what size is he? Is he a big fella? Does he have what colour eyes? Give us the gory details. Come on.
Look, he's actually a really, really good size. Not too big. He was 3.27 kilo, which is, I think, in the old scale, about, 7.3 pounds.
Perfect.
Then... 49 and a half centimetres. I don't know how they got the half, but he's 49 and a half, and he's got dark hair, and unfortunately the poor bugger looks like his father.
He sure does.
He does look like mine. You.
he looks like Dad, but in one of the photos he's got a mouth like Mum. It's open all the time. He's having a massive yawn. So, yeah, it's beautiful photos, mate. Now, of course, the big thing that we all want to know about, when he was introduced to the girls, Arwen, Lulu, and, of course, Alani.
Yeah, so they actually came up the afternoon of on Friday and came in. And, really funny. You never know how they're going to react. It could go either way. And initially they were like, oh, the baby and whatnot. And then the first thing that Lulu asked is, what's in the fridge and can I have a snack? but they eventually came around and, very, very smitten. I think, Jade, we got some good video and some photos of them. So when we get a chance, we'll put them up as well. But, really, really, they're smitten just as much as me, I think.
I was just about to say, you sound like you're over the moon, Milko.
Absolutely.
But Jade and to little Henry, mate, we wish you guys all the very best on this. And I know that Jade is currently getting some rest. She needs all the rest she can get, mate, because it was a great job to have little Henry. So congratulations
She wanted to have a yarn to you guys this morning, but, obviously last night milk hasn't come in yet and the little fella, he's hungry, but nothing's coming. So, not much sleep, but, I'm sure... she'll have the auntie you guys soon.
Absolutely. Well, mate, look, again, all the very best. We're wishing you well, and say g'day to Jade and give her a kiss and a cuddle for us, all right, mate?
We'll do. And just want to say a quick thank you to everyone, all the support in Illawarra. Everyone's been absolutely fantastic. And a huge, huge thank you to the Wollongong Public Hospital, the the staff there are just absolutely fantastic. So
they are.
Very thankful.
Well, they've already sent a couple of messages to us this morning as well, wishing you all the best. So, mate, good on you, champion.
Oh,
you get back to little Henry, champion.
Thank you so much. Cheers, guys.
See you, man. Yeah,
Milko, he sounds delighted, doesn't he? Hey, good on him.
Of course.
Yeah,
awesome.
He does. He's
fantastic.
Giddy.
Fantastic. Yeah, he really is. You know, it's just great news.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
If you didn't know, there was a task set last week for Michelle Laurie to write a song. You're very keen on actually writing a song, Michelle.
Yeah, well, I was excited because I saw, Damien, that you had launched a songwriting course. It's an online course. And I said, you're not going to believe this, but seriously, deadly serious, I have always believed that I had the music in me.
Yeah.
I've always believed that I could write a great song. I just never got around to it yet. And so I thought, this is me. This is perfect. So I sat down on the weekend and I did your online course, the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And
wow.
I took all your advice, and I have written the lyrics for a song.
Oh,
and
okay.
I haven't done the music yet, but I... Okay, so you have the lyrics there. I know you haven't read them yet, but I would like to say in advance that it has a very strong point of view.
All right, okay.
And
I'm opening
it's
them.
It's not wishy-washy. And okay, so I took your advice. Your advice was very clear. You were like, listen, you know, be bold, you know... Just have fun with it. You're like, if you're writing a song for another person, consider them, like think about them, and but also integrate your own perspective and like, and so I've been very bold, and I have integrated something of myself and of you.
Okay.
And I think you'll find it's got a very strong perspective.
What is the song called?
And also further to that, I've said to you before, I believe that songs, particularly men's songs, are about three things: love, sex, and girls.
Mm. That's right. Okay. Yeah. A lot of songs. Yeah. That's right.
Well, let's be honest. And also, it's for Damien to sing on Friday, so I wanted it to sound like a Damien Leith joint.
Ooh,
Damien
nice.
Leith song.
Okay. Nice.
So, Damien, if you could read the title, please.
All right. The song, I have it open here. It's called I'll Never Be After Loving You.
Oh.
All right. Now, already I like the title because...
Because you say after a love. I'll never be after loving you.
I always like say it. Things, oh, you know, I'm just after getting a phone call.
Mm.
I'll never be after loving you. All right. It's kind of ambiguous. People don't know what it's about yet.
Read the lyrics, my friend. Read the lyrics Michelle sent you.
I don't know what it's... No, woman. I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do. It seems nothing I do is ever good enough for you. I'm not going to stand here and pretend I've always been true to you. But I'll tell you this one thing. I'll never be after loving you.
I'm integrating what you know I love, which is a bad boy.
Yeah.
She likes
so
a bad boy.
So it's a sexy bad boy vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying this is who Damien is, but... I've had to integrate a little bit of me, right?
Something.
Well, everybody writes best when they're writing from a place, you know, that's close to their own heart. Let's get on to the second verse here. Now, it seems to me you like it best when I need a talking to. Oh, jeez. No one expected that part. And you don't want no man you can treat just like a comfortable old shoe.
All right.
Oh, geez, nice little...
this is a good song already, Michelle Laurie.
I love the comparison
together,
between a man and an old shoe.
Yeah.
Now, come on over here and kiss me like you've been itching to.
Oh.
Because you know I'll never be after loving you.
I
love it. Okay.
It's very good.
Two verses down. Mm-hmm. She's got a bridge. You have no chorus. Oh, okay, anyway, bridge. I don't care about your sisters hissing at me on the stairs. Because when it comes to wandering misters, baby, you know they all got theirs. And if I'm honest, half your girlfriends have made passes at me too.
Oh. Wow.
You ought to tell them they'd be biting off more than they could chew.
This is a great song.
I love this.
I love it.
All right, dude.
This is so good. Wow, the lyrics are
epic.
Good.
This is epic. Yeah.
Very good.
Now, so this must be your chorus then next, is it? then?
No, it's just another verse. okay. No rules, baby. Maybe we'll add a chorus. It's a work in progress.
No, but there are no rules. If you don't want a chorus, you don't need to have a chorus. When it comes to being sinful, I'll give the devil his due. However hard I pray, I'm easily led from virtue. This is great. But when it comes to my heart, there's only one girl who's made it through. My baby, my only baby. God knows I'll be after loving you. Oh, I love it.
This is going to be a great song, Michelle.
Full credit, full credit.
What a great song. Now, all right, so we've got the lyrics. What we need to do is we need to come up with some music. Have you thought about music, Michelle? I know that you've been playing around a bit on the weekend.
I've been playing around on GarageBand. Do you know Lorde, the famous, amazing New Zealand singer Lorde? She plays no instruments at all. She does all of her work on GarageBand. Well, she did. She probably has, you know, better software now. But that inspired me on the weekend. I thought, I'm going to hit up GarageBand.
Wow.
So I've made some little demos on GarageBand. I know it's not going to get me all the way, but I thought, it's going to, I'm making up some vibes.
Sure.
Some, like, mood boards on GarageBand. But wow. I do know some really cool young musicians in the Illawarra.
Really?
That I have planned to approach, who I believe do know a lot about Damien's vibe, but also have a really, really contemporary, cool, modern energy of their own.
Like,
so I'm
going
to approach them today.
Well, that's
nice.
Definitely not
I
you,
really
Straney.
Do like this. No, no. Well, there's nothing young or contemporary about me, that's for sure. But I do
but I
like...
I had to just run the... Yeah, you like it?
I like it. I like it a lot, man. I think that the lyrics are good. We need to find the music.
Damien?
We're going to get
great.
The music tomorrow.
I'm loving it. I think if I was going to pick at it a little bit. The fact that you don't have a chorus will make it a bit of a challenge for whoever's going to put the music to it. But that's not, hey, some of the greatest songs don't have choruses.
Exactly.
Well, maybe I could collaborate a little bit with my music people and maybe we could we could put a chorus together. But,
her
you
people.
Know, I guess I was nervous about the kind of aggressive sexual energy that's gone into this, Damien.
That's why this
and
is
going to
be a hit.
This
is
to check with you.
I love it.
I just needed to make sure that this was okay with you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It's got an edge. It's got everything. It's
lyrics are locked in. Music for tomorrow. The song is coming together and going to be sung by Damien Leith this Friday on our rooftop. A song written by Michelle Laurie, and it's called again, Damien?
I'll Never Be After Loving You.
I like it a lot.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Something strange happened to me over the weekend, Michelle and Straney. I put my hand down my back, okay? So, you know, sometimes you get a kind of an itchy sensation on your back. Mm-hmm. I put my hand down my back, and to my horror, to my shock, I found a long hair on my back that was that had never been there before. All right?
Whose was it?
It was mine. No, it was attached to my body. It was protruding from my body. All right? And then right beside it, I was like, there's another one. I was like, what's going on here? This is very odd. Very, very odd. Later on that day, sitting in the car, and I was driving, pulled up at some red lights. And I've mentioned in the past that Eileen has a habit of kind of reaching over and squeezing spots and things like that. She didn't do that. She reached across and she pulled a hair out of my ear. Yes. This is
out of your ear?
Out of my... A protruding hair.
Your
from
wife
my
has
ear.
The weirdest fascinations.
No, no. She was doing me a good turn there. I mean, you don't want hair kind of protruding from your ear.
Well, hang on. You're growing hair on your back. Hair's growing out your ear. When do you start moving into the retirement village?
Funny you mention that, because this is...
weekend?
I chatted to my mother.
Yeah.
I chatted to my mother and I said, Mom, I'm starting to... hairs in some, because whenever I get any sort of ailment of any nature whatsoever, I'll run it by Mam, because Mam's
sure
she's got the knowledge. She's got the knowledge. She knows all this sort of stuff, and she says it was because you're getting old. It's because you're getting older. I'm not convinced of that, guys. I'm not actually.
She also
convinced.
Told you you're shrinking, which I love. About 2 weeks ago, she told you you were shrinking.
She told me I'm older. Shrinking. She's telling me I'm getting old. I'm not convinced. Okay. Oh, yeah, I went on, I did a bit of research.
Sure.
There was a full moon last night, guys.
Oh, God, the idiot thinks he's turned into a werewolf.
Look, I'm not ruling it out, guys, okay? I am not ruling it out. This, strange things have happened. You've seen a UFO this morning, Straney.
Sure, sure.
That's true.
It's a weird and wonderful world. We don't know. I mean,
perhaps one of my favorite movies of the 80s was, of course, Teen Wolf.
And Teen Wolf.
I'm no longer a teenager, but, I mean, maybe I'm a late bloomer.
Oh, geez. Look, either way, it's just a lot of fun for Mrs. Leith, isn't it? I mean, you're molting.
Yes.
Either way, it's a lot of fun around the house.
It's
just
a lot of extra
vacuuming.
She's like, I don't know whose this is.
Billy the dog or
Damien the husband? Either way, the vacuum cleaner's clogged. Damien, get down here and fix it up.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We all love a good crime. We all love a good murder mystery. But when it's real life, it becomes completely different, guys, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It takes on a whole other life. And it's scary half the times.
Well, tonight, Under Investigation with Liz Hayes. It's from the producers of 60 Minutes. It starts at 9 o'clock on 9. Have a listen to that.
Baffled investigators and remained unsolved.
No one knew about their secret camping trips to Victoria's high country until they vanished. We won't stop until we crack it.
We've got Liz Hayes on the line right now. Liz, this looks absolutely fantastic. I got to say, when you see shows like this and they come about, it must be an amazing feeling for you to be involved in something like this and starting to get clues, starting to see cases unravel right in front of you.
Well, look, good morning, guys. Yes, I have to be honest and say, sitting around a table talking to people who are experts in their various fields really does bring to life for me, hopefully to the audience too, what these people do and how they do investigate. And they look at the evidence and they look at the clues and they make decisions about what works, what doesn't. So it does really take you inside the minds of investigators and crimes, and watching them unpack a crime or unpack the details, I think it's quite fascinating.
And the pressure that's on them too, Liz, isn't it? I'm your true crime enthusiast. I do a podcast about true crime, and I've heard on the grapevine a few rumours about your show. Everyone's very tight-lipped, but I have heard some things that have blown my mind about your show. I've heard about guests that you've been able to secure who haven't spoken about these cases in a very long time, including some people who've been accused of committing some crimes and never been convicted, things like of that nature. I mean, this is like true crime next level, because these are unsolved cases. These are investigations that are still live and active. So the value of what you're doing is really current. You know, this isn't like sort of ghoulish in any way. This is really important, I think.
Look, the idea is in the process of watching experts come together and with the information that's available to look into in, you know, crimes, cold cases, current cases as well, like the first one tonight, the opportunity, I guess, to try and see what's left. Hindsight's a beautiful thing, and it's unfair to a whole lot of people, I know, but we all have to live with hindsight, and hindsight does come to the table, does come to investigators, does add to some of the investigations, and there are some aha moments, and, you know, they're quite extraordinary when you do get that moment where you think, I never even thought of that. That's highly possible. That's very possible. You know, that could have occurred. So, look, I hope it's result in further knowledge coming and maybe resolving some of these crimes, because
fresh eyes too. You know, I think there are
hope.
Yeah, and fresh eyes to cases seems to help. And the clearance rates of cold cases around the world, but certainly in Australia over the last 10 years or so, have really sped up, haven't they? I mean, a lot of older unsolveds are being solved in Australia these days.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And I do think it is because time does allow people to think about what they know, what they've done. And I think that it does assist sometimes witnesses in saying it's time to come forward and to say more and to tell more. So we do, you're right, we do start to, and DNA technology, development of all sorts of tools like that investigators have, has made a huge difference as well.
Well, we can't wait for this. Victoria's High Country Mystery under investigation and around the table with all of these investigators talking about it tonight with the lady who's been with Channel 9, would you believe, for 40 years. That's four decades of just bringing great news to all of us across Australia. Liz Hayes, this show looks amazing. Tonight on 9 at 9 o'clock, we look forward to seeing you on the box again tonight.
Look, thank you so much.
Liz Hayes there, under investigation, an amazing show. And, you know, in the latest in the Wave FM newsfeed, police are now investigating again after bones were discovered at Kundurong Point. They seem to say that it could be linked to the missing Sydney con woman, Melissa Caddick. It's extraordinary stuff right here in our own backyard at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.